I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to artist and musician Brad Phillips. We're actually hanging out in his studio in Ann Arbor as he's tuning his guitar. You're going to be kind of like a fly on the wall for this conversation I had with Brad, because we talked about a lot. But first things first, we kind of have to establish what exactly Brad does.
And it's difficult to define what I do, but I think most of it centers around the violin. I grew up as an old-time fiddle player and studied classically, and then went on to study in music school as a jazz major and learned mandolin and guitar along the way, and arranging and composition and pretty much anything I can do to make myself the most hireable person I can be within the musical world, I guess. It's like the longest sentence ever.
Well, you do a lot. I mean, I think even when you were nominated.
He does do a lot. First, he graduated from the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance with his bachelor's and master's degrees in music. Then he went on to work with and perform with bands like the Verve Pipe or the Celtic fusion supergroup Milish. He's also appeared with May Erlewine, Joshua Davis, played violin for Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and he's worked with Jeff Daniels on musical projects, but also with Daniels' theater company, The Purple Rose, where he's worked as a composer and sound designer. With such an impressive bio, you'd think Brad would be quite sure of himself in regards to his musical talents, but interestingly enough, that wasn't always the case. I kind of opened up this conversation on accident, first simply asking Brad to list off all the musical instruments he plays.
Yeah, gosh, there's so many different things that have sort of come my way, or that I've found my way to.
And composing as well, was that something that was always...
Yeah, although I had a lot of trouble with that, because composing means it's original stuff from your heart, you know? And I've been fighting a lot of personal, like, demons over the years, because I never felt like, you know, my voice or my music should and could be shared with the world. But I recently overcame that.
Okay, so, ooh, let's talk about that. I'm going to turn into Dr. Phil here.
You're right.
Sorry, that was a bad joke. But it's true. I mean, I do think it's an interesting conversation to have. One that a lot of creative people have to deal with, this idea of turning off that voice in your head that tells you that whatever you're creating is not truly worthy. For Brad, this conversation started back in college.
For me, I'm pretty analytical. I'm wired that way. And then going to like a high-end music school where things are analytical on purpose to a very high level, that mindset then equals highly critical of not only the people around you, but mostly yourself. And I remember I'd sit down and I would try to use the knowledge that I had about music and the theory and the things that I knew would get me the right answers on the tests to write and create a piece of art, and it would never work. It would always sound like a math problem. You know, and the worst was trying to write lyrics for songs or something like that. And I'd just start and try it for a little while and then put it away and say, well, no one can ever see that or hear that. And, you know...
You can practically feel the desperation in his voice. For Brad, it took quite a surprising turn for him to get a handle on the idea of creating work confidently. It all happened in this past year.
The Purple Rose Theater asked me to try out some acting, and that really was what did it for me, because the way they work out there is they don't want you to pretend to be anyone other than who you already are. And to discover that my artistic self was in there and worthy of being seen and heard and all of those things was what kind of flipped that dial for me. To stand across from your fellow actors and see them and they see you and you work together and collaborate. I got to participate in art without the instrument in my hands. And I found out that there's this artist inside me that has kind of nothing to do with the instruments I play. And that realization kind of set me free.
This new freedom Brad has discovered to take up creative space has brought him back to the studio to work on a new project.
Well, I'm about to release my first two solo albums, which is a big deal. It took me a long time to get here, and I finally held them in my hands just yesterday, which is kind of surreal. I started a project 2 years ago, like a folk band with a string quartet They're kind of fiddly slash new acoustic-y music. And then the other one is the music I wrote for the sound design job last spring for Purple Rose's production of All My Sons by Arthur Miller. I'm excited, but I'm also terrified. You know, I can't shake all of it. Some of it's still there. But I'll have these boxes of 300 copies of each one of those, so what am I going to do? Just put them in the closet and never look at them? Maybe. Maybe that's what I'll do. No, I'll share them, obviously. I just wasn't afraid anymore. And, you know, I just...
ready for it.
I was ready, yeah.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.